So it's local news and features. It's Tim and Uta. We're in the final batch with Uta now with batch 4, but Liz will be coming up with some further batches, so keep listening for those. Also, we have Uta's one and only snippets after this batch. So Uta's headlines are...
Well, a record number of Stoke-on-Trent parents are in council special school disputes. And then, of course, I have a little Easter treat for you. Caring couple launching free Easter egg hunt.
Ooh, lovely. And very aptly timed there as well. And mine coming up are Staffordshire traffic cops make 467 arrests in 6 months. Not very Eastery there. And neither is my final one, which is Reclaim the Night Walk 2025, where, when and why women and girls are uniting. So those are mine coming up. So over to Uta now, who's going to do the first story for us in batch number 4.
So the special council special school disputes. 100 Stoke-on-Trent families made special education appeals last year, the highest number on record. The number of appeals to the SEND Tribunal Service has been rising both locally and nationally, with just 12 of Stoke-on-Trent City Council's decisions appealed back in 2018 and 2019. Disagreement with school placement decisions was the most common reason for an appeal, accounting for nearly half of all the cases in 2023-2024. Just 21 of last year's appeals went to a tribunal, with 3 of these being found in favour of the council. Most appeals were withdrawn after families agreed to a resolution with the council. Members of the Children and Family Services Scrutiny Committee were given a presentation on the appeal process and the current situation in Stoke-on-Trent. The committee recently carried out a review into SEND, S-E-N-D, provision in the city and had recommended the expanded use of mediation to prevent disputed decisions escalating to tribunals. The number of families choosing to go through formal mediation has fallen from 90 in 2021-2022 to 56 last year. Committee Chair Daniela Santoro, who works as a barrister, said the appeal process was a significant cause of stress for parents with SEND children. Councillor Santoro said, "I know from my day job that the stress appeals cause my clients is horrific. During the review, we spoke to parents and what we overwhelmingly found that mothers acted like lionesses in the court." Those are their words, not mine, while the fathers just couldn't express how they felt. "That broke my heart. In a lot of cases, relationships fail because of the stress of going to court." A council officer agreed that the current system for resolving conflicts between parents and local authorities could be better. They said the whole system is set up so there is conflict, so parents are encouraged to go to tribunals to win. "We are creating an environment which is adding to their stress. It's already stressful enough having a child with special educational needs." Nationally, there were 21,206 appeals to the SEND Tribunal Service in 2023 to 2024, 54.5% up on the previous year, with 2/3 of these cases going all the way to tribunals. In Stoke-on-Trent, the 100 appeals equated to 2.8% of all appealable decisions, an appeal rate slightly above the national rate of 2.5%. While placement decisions account for 49 of appeals, a growing number came because of a refusal to carry out a statutory education, health and care assessment. Of the appeals which went to a tribunal in 2023-2024, the parents were successful in 9 cases. In 54 cases, the council conceded prior to a hearing. According to the report to the committee, the number of appeals nationally has led to significant delays, with final hearing dates being listed more than 12 months in the future. The officer added, the outcomes for children with SEND are not good, so the current system is not serving that population well. One of the reasons for that is that there are too many children in the system. There's an equity issue that tribunals just cannot deal with. It's a tragedy of the common situation. Everyone is acting rationally. Everyone is doing the right thing for their child or their school, but the net effect is negative. Over to you now again.